Now we are in 131, I think. But I also want to summarize some before what we have taught last week. This is actually exchange, self and others exchange practice. So these are very helpful for the cultivation of a compassion. So usually we say there are many ways to do practice of a compassion. One of the mind training is self and others exchange yourself and others. So we have to think before, listen, the aspiration and the action, two parts of the practice. And the aspiration parts is that you have the, not emotionally want to some help other people or have these compassion. It's not a temporary. In some occasions, some phenomenon you see, then you thought you're going to have a care others suffering, pain, but it is a kind of a view is not emotion. Sometimes people understand compassion as have to be some kind of unfortunate situation going on, so you are able to generate compassion. But the view is standing. Your standard view means kind of a way of your living and where you make your life meaningful. In this, you have the understanding about the value of compassion or necessary or importance of the compassion. Then anytime, maybe not some situation going on, you have a compassion, that's understandable. But also there is any peaceful, you didn't see here any unfortunate events, but you still have a practice of compassion in daily basis. Also what we are now specifically is the three positions of some people are much fortunate and you think they are much better or much successful than yourself. And then you may also find in the society people are similar to you. And also some are much worse condition than your situation. Then with the three, normally easily kind of raise proud and competition and some of maybe manipulation or bully kind of these and jealous or these. So for people higher than you, you may admire and also may jealous people, or you want to defeat people higher than you, or you have a kind of a, I would say, low self-esteem due to comparison. And for the equal people, it also raise competition, and sometimes it's want to better than the other people. Sometimes become a very, very good friends because there's no normally same condition. You don't have a pressure much, but for the society also make people want to competition, raise competition between people. And people judge it by what you earned, what is your title and the status. These sort of people trying to kind of live better or seen by other people, better condition. So the competition is very much there. And then also people who are lower or weaker, or those, then mostly for there, of course, people who have a compassion or wanted to take care of them, these are, exist. But also, the other side, people want to neglect and also even look down. And it may be sense of pity or sometimes these also rise. So for practice of compassion, then we have to play kind of two roles by yourself. It's not somebody else, but you yourself. You kind of first you imagine you're out of your this body and become a second person, and then from the second person point of view, you look the other people are much successful, much good there. So you feel uneasy or anger, or all these are possible. So we gave the example, people who lived on the streets on these, and although they may not do anything bad, but also in their mind could be there is a comparison and also some criticism and dissatisfaction, or some people said revenge towards society. Even they don't know anybody, but they damage car on the street or doing some damage some public facility or these. From the perspective of their own mind, we can understand that if we in those position, we may also become like that. Also possible is there. So this is the, you look, people are kind of having a very prosperous and the very elegant life, and you will see their kind of every daily activity and expending so much money, and having luxury of the products and consuming the high end or standard restaurant, hotel or anything like that. If these people see him, then they will raise some kind of anger. So what is the purpose is you have to think, not only emotionally, but think, understand the people. People understand other people. And also, next time you will see different people, you have a respect for them. And give them more kind of a care, and train yourself mentally, actually. Train yourself, become a better person. At least not harming those people who are already in unfortunate situation. And then the second part is equal. People who have equal their fame, maybe in the same situation, everything, then this is there is a competition, also sense of competition, and they try to hide in their own faults and then pointing out others' kind of faults, and to gain fame and also money or wealth, to damage others' name, but kind of wanted to your name become very popular and respected by people. These There is also some people easily sarcastic and make a joke or laughing towards other people, and also went to other people, make these people are down. When you are in the same level, you are go up, other people will go down. Then it's that kind of outwardly mental people will look like this is a good situation for them. Competition is like that. Like a company or politician, they also want to do, make others not popular, not supported by people. So these are worldly, what's it called, worldly aim or these. So from normal society, we don't have this big criticize of this. This is a normal situation. But if you want to practice compassion, then these are obscurations that you want to transform. Sometimes it's called eight worldly dharma. This will also make one person become very weak. Means you want to gain, not lose. You want to enrich your happiness, not any kind of worry and suffering. And these two, I think, if you say most of the people also even doing practice of Dharma, they also say, oh, I'm pursuing happiness, I'm not suffering. Again, something not maybe necessarily material things, but other things. So, and then become praised by people, not criticized. So if somebody criticizes, then it's difficult to accept. And praise, then it's much easier to accept. And then there are also issue of loneliness. And people want to become kind of cared by people. They are not able to kind of happily be themselves in a quiet kind of place or alone. Always have to make a phone call, or you have to use internet or do something. And even arguing or fighting something, then to disturb your mind and lose the ability to self kind of you can be in yourself and at the same time also very happy and peaceful. These are very important. And then today's our topic is this: you manifest another you. You A is now, B is the other one. So you now in second characters, kind of mental stream. And then you understand how people become proud and these. So I will read this part. And then people say this pitiful non-entity is trying to compete with me, but how can he be on a par with me? In learning beauty, wealth, and pedigree. This is a mental stream or mind stream of proud people. Proud because some people become, because they are wealthy, some are young, somehow the pedigree or the name or last name is important for them, or in India or other people, their caste system. And some people are more knowledgeable, and then also even skin or religious kind of background, social status, of course, these make people. In some country, you have to have an income. If you don't have an income, high income, then other kind of condition, you are good people or morally good or not, is not important for them. In those environment, you have to show, kind of try to say you are very, very rich. At least you are relatively rich or something. You have a rich uncle or father or something. And in age, also difficult. Some people discriminate age because of if you're young, then people may say something. If you're old, people may say something. So sometimes elderly people admire younger people, and then younger people also want to grow, become a really kind of a matured or adult. So there are different way to admire, it is one thing people think age kind of importance. That's why some people don't want to talk about age and income and also religious background, something like that. And also, of course, the physical kind of strength and also appearance. You have a nail or nose or lips and muscle or skin. Everything can people compare very much. And if you have many models, and then there may be also some people will maybe say something, but they also judge you by that. Standards of beauty is changing due to time. They are also sometimes in good in that society, may not good in the other society. Good looking idea is also changing. And in Tibet, this is kind of, I know this environment. I heard after I came to US, people said, if you have a very kind of thick lips or this mouth, you consider as a good looking or something for ladies. But in Tibet, I remember, people judge these big lips are not too good. I say, yuka means like, I don't know. They say something, it's much similar. And, it's very different way to think. So in this, there's people compare to you through learning, beauty, wealth, and pedigree. This, and then the people will always put down others, make yourself higher or important, and use kind of words to make other people smaller. And then this, it shows the proudness. And also, said if one person's mind is too much proud, they cannot address their mistake very much, and also cannot learn from others because they look others down. So, what is worth to learn from others? So then you are not kind of improving yourself. And maybe we can read one by one, please.
Just to hear them talk about excellence, my reputation, my lips of all, the thrill of its sins shivers down my spine, a pleasure that I bask and revel in.
So from Bodhisattva, way of Bodhisattva or point of view, if you make a lot of money, or you are a very famous person, or you're doing business or something, you still can be a Bodhisattva. Things are not a problem. If you, in order to kind of benefit the society or sentient being, usually in Bodhisattva practice, always say sentient being, not a human being, not an animal alone, but all six realms of a sentient being. Even some may not really know your whole life, they existed or not, but at least we have a kind of a understanding or can see those human beings and the animals, different form of sentient beings is possible. So heaven beings in heaven or and beings in hell, beings in hungry ghost, and the beings between human and non-human, like heaven, demigod, sometimes said. So these, these sentient beings exist. We do anything, we kind of, dedicated merit, anything to, in order to help other sentient beings, then you become important or famous or something. That is a, kind of a, it's a, can be good. That's why in Mahayana Buddhist practice often say, in Theravada tradition, monks are not allowed to touch money or gold or like that. You have limited possessions or something. But in Mahayana, always you can see even pictures, these of Bodhisattvas. They are full of ornament, jewels in their body, and it's called 13 marks or importance of it shows like use any ability or necessary means to help sentient beings, but you cannot use hatred and greed of yourself and ignorance or wrong view to help others. Otherwise, the rest is all dependent on your own motivation. So even motivation is fully responsible for yourself, so people can say, oh, I have this right motivation, that motivation. Maybe it's not your own original motivation. Motivation behind the motivation, that is more important. So you are totally responsible and trusted by yourself. Then you have to be act accordingly. So what do we hear is saying, in this content we are saying, if this is a kind of selfish motivated kind of wanted to become fame or this, not really wanted to benefit anybody but self. So maybe you have a small group of people you want to benefit. My family's members and friends, that also still consider as a selfish motivations. Although this is not oneself, much little better than oneself, can they still have a cover some people, but still relatively because of a strong attachment of me, this is belong to my a kind of a range or friends. So that is not recommended way to kind of become like that. You can help them as much as you can, but this is not the whole life purpose for practice of Dharma, just help people, but always unlimited or unconditional if possible. If you say, oh, this is not possible for me in this lifetime, unconditional love is impossible, infinite sentient beings, I don't really have a good kind of a feeling or connection with them, then it's a Mahayana path to kind of reach full enlightenment. These path of altruism is kind of not there. So, but if you say, oh, I cannot practice this, can I still practice the Buddha Dharma? Of course you can. Even you kind of seeking or nirvana for yourself. If you say nirvana is liberation and merge in my mental stream, merge into peace and silence in nirvana, weakened state, through selflessness of understanding the wisdom of selflessness, then it's possible. And then they say, oh, this is not my aim. I just want worldly kind of a pleasure and prosperity, importance, and fame, and anything like that. Can I still practice Dharma? Then it's still, you can practice Dharma. But this path of Dharma is not to kind of bring you to enlightenment, ultimate enlightenment. This is a still in the circle of a cyclic existence of samsara. And in the samsara, there's two parts of a cycle. One is lower cycle or upper cycle or virtuous cycle and non-virtuous cycle in the existence. So you try to at least not fall into non-virtuous existence, like animal realms and hungry ghost and the hell realms, and upper three realm is human being and demigod and gods, these three. So you still through virtue, even though you have these pursuing eight worldly dharma or any kind of worldly attachment, but you still have some fundamental self-discipline and some moral principles that you take. You want to kind of for your fortune, you kill sentient beings and also cheat or kind of a lot of negative based on kind of harming sentient beings, disturbance of sentient beings' mind, and then you making your name and wealth. That those kind of bring you go to lower an unfortunate kind of a cycle of existence. So, generally we say three levels of Dharma kind of path, that what is suitable for yourself or your condition is important. One is human and deva or godly kind of aim. You want to become a human being again, again and again, because many people have a human experience and a human capability to have an old experience, then they may not have a greater or further kind of aim or pursuing something better. Just the humans, they don't believe or even not imagine in their mind can be there's other kind of world or sentient beings manifestations. So it said human next life, or even people want to take to next life or any god like that, but in this life I want to be kind of rich or be happy or something. So this is the human and the deva or the God's kind of pursuing, whether it's this life or you're kind of continuing this life after life, try to be exist as a form of human being, or if much better in God. Also, God realms, and then this is a first level. At least you have to cultivate 10 virtues and counteract or antidote with the non-virtue, 10 non-virtues. That is the body, speech, and the mind. Body, through protect, save sentient beings' life to reverse or transform the harming and killing sentient beings. These are normal existent. We say, kill big animal is, or something, is sometimes something. But they kill insects or something small, ants, something, people may not have any feeling. So, this is important. Of course, then the stealing and sexual misconduct and the verbal transformation is the separation between people's relationship, and harming, use negative words to harm people, and also say many meaningless words to spend in time, or make them angry, or have a raise a desire to tell something story, or kind of make an environment make people lost their disturbance, the peacefulness, peace of mind. And then the mental in their mind, at least to reduce the greed and the anger and the wrong view through kind of cultivation of renunciation, compassion, and introduce emptiness or selflessness. So in this is a first level. And second level, arhat practice, you have to practice of the Four Noble Truth, 12 dependent origination, of a link of existence of this whole samsara, how it is existed, what is the big cause and the kind of formed in this existence. In Dharma, there's theory, and a very good theory. You can explain physical, mental, and mind-body issue, or you can say in there, have a great explanation. And then 37 path of become enlightenment, like that. So there are other kind of four seal of Dharma, and many teachings like mindfulness, and also full mindfulness, body, feeling, and the mind and the phenomena. This practice is relevant. And then Mahayana practice, what he said, always supposedly have associated with your mind, with the sentient beings, and your dedication or your determined to help sentient beings. In a lower level, he said, at least you don't harm sentient beings, or reduce harm as much as you can. This is a kind of Theravadan tradition. And in Mahayana, not only you not harm, reduce the harm, but also increase the ability to help. So it's self-training, and then the cultivation, it will become very important. Enrich yourself through hearing and contemplation, meditation, and taking precepts, and then the apply those meditation on not only on sitting meditation, but post meditation and actions in daily. So this is a more action part of practice. That's why I said it's a way of a bodhisattva. What's the way? It's way of being as a bodhisattva. And then we explain this particularly. Verses. So this is a try to experience people in a proud kind of a mental stream that have this kind of concept or thinking. Want to many people applaud or hear their name and they praise their name and their good kind of quality. And then people are very enjoying or happy in those frame. 继续读。 It is a cool. You can actually see in the society, sometimes it's a state, sometimes it's a corporation, or even one family, few brothers, sisters, they also sometimes fight, their parents left some property or something there, even the suing there itself to the court, it's normally seen. And some are not any brother sister anymore after this or something. So this happens. And also they're stealing our people or kind of, how to say, making paying more higher salary to dig in others' employee or even through hacking through internet. There were many people's wealth lost through internet. And some kind of dictated states of government kind of easily take over all the wealth, become state kind of company, or it's a natural resource belong to people, but it's said it belong to a party or belong to a state or something like that. Government, these are much there. And then they make want to make work more and give them a kind of a hope, but also difficult to achieve that hope. And bound with this, you have a debt or you have some circumstances, even you cannot afford to death of yourself. If you die, then you think you have a big kind of a hole you have to fulfill that. So people afraid of sick and death, and not about sick itself or death itself, but if this person sick or death, then the whole family will be collapsed. So this kind of circumstances of this and the structure of this, sometimes attention is made by people of a profession, of the economist, and also government kind of policy, what kind of policy they have, and the major kind of people's time and production, and then these. So in some society, you can see one house is their whole entire kind of debt. You're always in a debt in 20, 30 years, even 50 years. But it's a kind of one building built by concrete and a few pieces of wood or something. And that's space, of course. But if you say, there is a reason why so many people in the society, one city, but why mainly money or why this housing market become very high. It's, you know, the land itself, land owned by state, then state will increase each if development of the society accordingly, then they increase the basic investment for the land, because for themselves land is free, for it's from government. But if I sell this, or I can use some one piece of paper and say this is a factory land or farmer's land, I can make it as a building for office or people home, then the price will become very, very high. So in some society it's good, maybe well, and in other society those are a big burden and a very difficult kind of situation for them. And the government-oriented kind of a thinking and their plans and citizen-oriented society, very different. Yes, please. Yes.
I will wear his happiness away. I will always hurt and injure him. He's one who in samsara did me mischief by the hundred.
So this is also kind of a, have a, this is a negative mind. This is others will say, I'm very happy and I have a fantastic life. Then it's some people, for some people it's wonderful, you have this fantastic life or something you think it's good for yourself. That's wonderful for me. And, but for some people, if you say all this, maybe they think, oh, you are kind of showing something off or something, or become negative. For some people, they are, oh, these small things, you are so happy, so kind of, what kind of people are you? These many things like that. So, but here you see, one kind of, one in a very proud or happy, those, they are proud, kind of feeling proud, or inside there's joy, I'm sure, like, super proud. Pride, or pride, yeah. 还有什么? 另外的词, pride. Yes, if it's a pride, then they always want to win, of course. Pride is, they make other people unfortunate and small or not important, marginalized even, kind of. One is a, wish other less happy, and often face obscurations. And as we said, even some people take this as a country's kind of nationalism, to become nationalist or something, national pride, then other countries will become kind of damaged, although they are happy. Company, between company also, they have, could be, have this other company having some scandal or something, failure, then the making products similar, then they were kind of maybe cherishing or having party in the other side, like a battle, when then the other side is happy. And a human being, between human being, could be also have a beast mind. So this is a, you can feel kind of other's mind and the mental stream. And then he said, this kind of selfish motivation become like a source of causing the all damage or samsara, in we still in suffering in samsara, it's because of these. We said this is a kind of conclusion of those three type of exchange yourself to the lower position or lower kind of people, exchanging with some people, same, and then higher than yourself. Of course, doing this, you are doing, it's kind of just analyzing, and it's kind of a model or imitating two kind of situation, two people's mental state, and then you are not competing with any other people, looking down or competing, and kind of proud, but you're all of two sides is yourself. Then you have a full picture of different psychological kind of way of thinking, and then if this is other people, you won't kind of reflect very much. You will continue pursuing, competing, and looking down. This is your path, your approach. But if it's both sides, it's yourself, then you have to wondering, if I think in that way, this person also me, how can I do this? And how can I have this kind of a bad mind can be said to others? And then through both sides, yourself, practice of this, then gradually you have a deep understanding. All human beings are same. And then you have a maybe slice or big steps of changing, thinking this is not healthy or even not moral way of thinking to manipulate and look down on this. And then even you can more have a more understanding. Unfortunately, people have this mental stream. It's normal. And at least, but you don't want to trapped in those area for long, dwelling those in dangerous kind of mental stream, and hanging on in the samsara for a long time. That's why I said, this means that kind of self, the selfish motivation of self is one of who in samsara did me mischievous by the hundreds. And then after this kind of reviewing this, and then not only one time or something, but often you have to do this reading and then cultivation, contemplation, the meditation. Meditation also have two aspects of meditation. One is reasoning things like that. We are reading on the one by one. Maybe you don't hurry in finishing any books of this. These are very important. So you kind of naturalize or become familiarize these verses, even memorize, and then in some conclusion, if you have 100% of agree, and also these kind of decision you want to change, then you can meditate on that decision and that conclusion. Then you will be kind of changing in fast pace. Otherwise, it's to just hearing, it's easily kind of forget. Somebody say something also easily forget. Even if some people show you a movie, that story is kind of three dimension, but still kind of able to forget, not remember very much. And then if you involve deeply, that means the hearing and the contemplation, meditation, three kind of aspect. And then some change is kind of a fundamentally change is taking place, is possible. And then, countless ages of my mind, you spend desiring to attain your aims And what great weariness it was, while your words was only misery. So then a real kind of a practice of a, after this part, then the other part is visualize some people. The first one is doing the kind of exchange, even our practice of a compassion is like that. You visualize your father, mother, or any people, daughter, or something, friends, people who are really close to you and you trust them or they care you, then you thinking of their kindness. And if the traditional Brahma practice, they'll have 7 points to remember parents, kindness of the parents. And then from these points, you kind of have totally understand this importance to kind of the practice of and say mother-like sentient beings. This concept is very important, actually. Mother-like sentient beings. And then you don't have to think all sentient beings like mother, but you think one of them. Maybe it's only this lifetime. If your mother is very kind to you, or father, or anyone, then what they have did for you, sacrificed, and they have tolerated to you and give you all necessary material things and non-material things, and they teach you kind of a way of life and moral principles, and raise you even physical, take physical pain to take birth of yourself. And these are, without their kindness and the many things, you are not become today's now. So in this, and then they said, after you receive so many love and compassion or something, this is natural kind of people behave, respond. If people are kind to you, you definitely want to respond kind way to the other people. If it's a normal situation, often remember if you say, "Oh, they're kind to me all the time," but one thing I don't care much, and second, I've already forgot. I don't remember their kindness anymore. I think this is what they should do. They have a according law, they have this responsibility or something. Then it's not practicing in this way of Dharma practice. It's in some country they don't have a law. If they ban you or throw you away in a kids or something, there's nobody to say killing them or put in jail. There's nothing. In many societies, parents build up child. It's very normal. Nobody say anything. So, and also, so if thinking this way to appreciate and always remember is important. I remember one 16 norms of normal kind of civilians set by King Trizonda in 7th century in Tibet. It's one thing is that you always remember the people kind to you. That is kind of deep security kind of feeling that people care you. And in that, then they said, how can, in the old age, people have to take care of you, whether it's family members or society. In a younger age, family, friends, or relatives, the society will take care of you, and you give you all necessary to kind of have a skill and knowledge to for work. And during the between these, I have to do something to kind of contribute to the society and help others. Similarly, if you in the Dharma practice the sentient beings already, you eating sentient beings, you will kind of worry sentient beings, kind of effort and products from them. And any things we can easily get behind the lot of tear and sweating works, laboring, and then you think these are very important. Even you don't know who is this person to make everything, but definitely they have a emotion, they have a kind of a good and a pain and pleasure, and then there also must be a physical body there. There is a tiring and illness, old age, sickness, and everything like that. So it's important to kind of indirectly to analyze these things. And then from Buddhist point of view, one said, the best situation, they have two kind of repay the kindness. One is saying, in a living life, if we can do something, make other people happy, that is kind of one thing. Physical, mentally make other people happy. Other thing is, eventually, those are temporary. If there is a permanent happiness people can achieve, that is fantastic. Why not to pursue it? If people don't know or don't believe, then it's kind of one situation. If there is a situation of permanent happiness or not, it's the other situation. So it's a kind of important to try or look the other possibility of permanent happiness. So in the Dharma, often said four noble truths: the suffering and the cessation of suffering, and path, the cause of the suffering and the cause of suffering, all happiness and the cause of happiness. And then it's so with this cause, it's possible to kind of totally eliminate or go beyond to happiness and suffering. Then it's a kind of a nirvana or enlightenment or something. And then path. If there is a possible, what is the ultimate solution or the necessary means, skillful means? These, so the path comes. So with these, we have to often the remember kindness of others, and then you possibly kind of have this energy or motivation to want to exchange, to increase that from families and from relatives, from one single parents, then become kind of more, it's like everybody deserves that kind of love and happiness, and the entire universe, and become all sentient being, actually all possible to achieve. So you have a greater than any human being existed in kind of ordinary life, not Dharma path, or these many people already have this wish or aspiration and dedication. But normally, if you say Alexander or Roman Empire or Mongolian Empire, those emperors, they don't have this great aim for equanimity and six realms of sentient beings want to serve in them. They have only kind of territorial, very small actually, idea. Although that small, also maybe in a worldly life, difficult one-time life, difficult to achieve. But in Dharma, I said, if you need kind of you want to spend as long as the time and the sentient being remain, I shall remain to serve sentient being. This kind of a determination, very important. And then it's self and others exchange based on these understanding. So here, first one said, you know, before we approaching the path of altruism, we have already stated always in self-motivated, self-centered, or self-beneficiary kind of a path. But this path, we desire to help ourselves for eons of time, but we still in a relative kind of conditioned and very fragile condition in samsara. And even sometimes more grasping towards yourself, you're more kind of a crazy and sensitive, and even more greater suffering occurs after these kind of a more selfish, motivated and grasping towards kind of your only self, important self, only want to serve one person. If it's a no, then even cannot eat well, sleep well, worrying this and that, become very, very kind of closed and difficult kind of circumstances. So in Bodhisattva's practice of where Bodhisattva often say open. Open is important. This and one precious garland written by Mother Juna commentary. It said, because there is an idea of I and me, that kind of a strong concept. And then based on this, we do activities of many things. More kind of deeply grasp this I and mine, me, that kind of a concept, then we have a trapped in the society, some sort of more deeper way. And I also heard one people, some psychologist, I think there was said, people who have a more psychological problems and or heart attack, they have a more frequently say mine, me, I, that kind of words, it's more kind of appears. So I think it's also mental kind of this way of thinking is very important.
Most certainly. Apply yourself completely to the good of others. The Buddha did not lie in what he said. You'll see the benefits that come from it.
That's a path of altruism, altruistic way of a path. It's important, and also we should try to kind of full of our heart to go this way. And some people may not believe that if you are a compassionate person, you will be happy. Of course, then it's saying, oh, because I want to be happy, so I'm trying to be compassionate. It's not like the original kind of a mind or a motivation. But in fact, it's really true. People have a kind of more wider, open, or greater love and compassion. They are kind of mentally very healthy. Some people even in a cluster, some are even in imprisonment, and such, but they're practicing these self and others exchanging, even the guards, cell guards or the jail. They are very terrible people to kind of torturing people, sometimes even stone or hit them or kicking them, and always make them kind of inconvenient, and sometimes even the shackle or these are deeply kind of in their height, and this they put in this this shackle and the reason kind of really door stops, and then they step on it by foot, and that this is a very deeply going. So I saw some people still have very deep marks in their two sides. Still works, still hand works, but some people have an injured and a heel or something. It's like a finger you can put into, I think maybe this bone is very strong, otherwise maybe blood will leak inside or people may die, I think. But still you can see very heavy kind of marks on their head in many places, but still there. Kind of mental still very clear, but physically they're hard, they're difficult. And then they were still, when they said it's because they have a previous young age of time, they already have some great teachings and received the teachings. They have taught by their teacher, and in this difficult time, they always have some memorized this standard. Some people also within their jail in some kept in some area, they have very knowledgeable people, so spreading words and then encouraging them to practice of compassion and loving kindness. Even one monk after he released, and then people said, oh, you must be have a very tough time in more than 10 years in jail. He said, there are a few occasions they're very dangerous. And then this person asked, what is the danger? He said, the danger is I'm afraid of, I'm losing the compassion towards a perpetrator or people who this trying to harm me. Because they have really sincerely taken the oath or the towards these books, like the fact that this is a very famous and important book. Then after they release them, become working again or become normal people, there are many people still, they have not damaged people. They are very kind, still very happy people. I think from this, you can say, if you practice of compassion, you will be much healthier in overall life. And then, I say that this is taught by Buddha, which is another lie. It said, Buddha, there are many qualities of Buddha's teaching, And it said, according other people's needs and the quality of a mental disposition, and according time, and some are direct teachings of wisdom, some are gradual teachings, and also skillful teachings. And if you see Dharma practice of Buddha Dharma in three wheel of Dharma, three wheel of Dharma means in the fundamental teachings, and then Mahayana teachings in the paramita teaching, causal teaching, level of teaching, and then fruition of level of teaching. If you combine these three, then you will see this is a very skillful way of teaching. And as we said, if you don't, if you say, I only take one precept, that is fine. If you only wanted to take 24 hours some set precepts, that is also okay. If you wanted to only take a night precepts, that is okay. And then these kind of five individual liberation vows, if you can take one or two or three or four or five, it's all kind of depends on one person's choice. And if you want to do cultivate more greater, kind of like a Mahayana or the greater vehicle or Dharma vehicle, these also fine. If you wanted to, just want to have a basic fundamental kind of teaching on the path from that level is also okay. So Dharma would be said, no, not to harm sentient beings are the first. They have to reduce the desire and lose kind of too much attachment towards self and a worldly life. And then say, help other sentient beings as much as you can. In that, you have to be positioned or able to at the same time train yourself. You're not helping other people without any kind of a skill or necessary means or necessary qualities. So it's a resisting from harm or not worthy harm. And the second is you reach yourself. And third is serving sentient beings. These are three precepts of the bodhisattvas. And then third is that purifying your own mind, mental strain or mind. Stopping not doing non-virtual things, doing the virtual things. And then they said these two also related to kind of a purifying your mind. If you cannot purify your mind, you cannot help or you cannot kind of avoid in harming. And then this is all the teachings of Buddha. And his teaching couldn't be very vast as we have in Tibet, the words of Buddha, over 113 volumes, but also can be very simple to be explained. And then, talking about the Buddha nature, one in the book, it's kind of a stream, ultimate kind of stream of commentary on that. I think this is maybe my translation, maybe not correct in very proper, very correct. I don't remember other people how to translate this book, but in this also said, Buddha's words, sometimes it's kind of a directly or sometimes it's indirectly, sometimes it's temporary, sometimes it's ultimate, to all the words towards wisdom and compassion to help sentient beings. So I often say, if you say all Dharma teachings or Buddhist words, essentialize it in two words, it's compassion and wisdom. Compassion in action, wisdom in a view. A view of wisdom. And then, said if you go follow our teachings, then you will be kind of a benefit and there is a fruition for both kind of self and others. Benefit both sides, self and others side. You look to yourself, how yourself, how you benefit yourself, it's because fundamentally through wisdom you have to cross over or go beyond over the confusion and the suffering. These so wisdom you what you drives you or you rely on wisdom, then you go beyond of suffering. And how you benefit others is because of you keeping the aspiration of compassion. So you, any form of a being become, then you still doing kind of a virtuous deeds to help other sentient beings. Maybe have one more. Yes. Okay, Mila. So. Yes, this is we you, in the same theory or logic, if you do now virtuous deeds or these practices, then future you will be suffer, and in the future or you will be rich in enlightenment, and or kind of at least in three virtuous realm. And little better than not little, but you'd be great, kind of a better than that. It's kind of a self liberate yourself, and like achieving arhat, or there are four fruition of arhat, different levels. Arhat is one level, but there are four kind of way to attain nirvana, you can say. There's a gradual or come back alive again, come back in a celestial kind of realm again. And then eventually you won't come back like that. And then another level it's a bodhisattva. You can read the fundamental wisdom that written by Nagarjuna. It's also, and also Mula Majjhimika Karika, written by Chandrakirti, his words, there is a very clear saying, which is level of a bhumi or ground of a bodhisattva caused by what kind of a condition in the cause, and a very clear reason that. And then people say a bodhisattva is a kind of a god or goddess or something. It's not like that. There are maybe some levels of us, maybe similarity, but they're very different. If you consider them as a more capable, then you can say that that's right. They are much capable in level or how they're. This is not like a normal theology. Stories and shanghua gushi, don't show that. It's kind of a some story about the ghost and the divine beings, something like that. But it's more, if you dig in more clear. In some stories, if you dig more fuzzy and not very clear, and there's not much explanation. These are more explanation. If you go deep, the satisfied kind of answer comes. People may not realize. So anyway, then that's it. Because of former times, we kind of negligent of altruistic way or helping other people embrace the compassion, bodhicitta, that kind of aspect of a spiritual path, the work and the undertaking that way. So we're still lacking of we're still in the consequence of samsara, and still lacking you should not still be walking in the perfect bliss of Buddhahood. So we're not achieving this yet. And then, so we want to kind of facing so many. In this life, human form of human life is still considered very fortunate. But there are a lot of suffering of you're not reaching what you aim, and not you don't want to something, you're worried in something, but sometimes coming and including illness or separation. If you're cherishing some people or something, you may lose them. If you have to kind of tolerate or be with something you don't very much like, or something it's normal, sometimes it's fully satisfied, sometimes it's not. So everything is impermanent and changing. You know, have no kind of control of this life very much. in those details, including yourself. You cannot really understand the mental stream and how his mind and body kind of works. Or you can say how you're improving yourself in a kind of ability and capabilities. Or you can say even an enlightened kind of a way of that if not fully understanding and access, there's no access or source to kind of study. And these are having kind of opportunities and some kind of a miracle you can once look at yourself and then look in your own motivation purely and try to address your own motivation. These are kind of a sign of a fortune and a sign of to kind of follow or you say shine wisdom. You go continuously part to cultivate to hearing, increase wisdom by studying, increase wisdom by analytical meditation, and with these kind of multi or dimension of your improving, you are going to be better in a better situation. Yes, one more, please.
Therefore, just as you identify a drop of others' blood and sperm and cling to it as though it were yourself, now take sentient beings, others, as yourself.
Mm-hmm. So we said we are from father's, mother's blood and sperm, and this body formed, and then of course we have a very much a kind of related this body. Anything we do from dragging this body from birth, from forming this body, and that until the end, and this kind of this body with us, so we identify this body as a newly understandable from roughly gross level, gross or kind of a level. You know, if you subtle level, then it's very difficult to pinpoint anything as a me or I. But like this was, you kind of compassion or love others, you can be, it also can be trained. For some people, kids, abandoned or orphan kids or something, lacking of taking care by people love, then they're more violent and more aggressive. But through teachings, and then gradually they will become very compassionate, very able, capable to love people like that. So similarly, if you ourself, we, if you say without this body, what we are grasping in mental is mind or these are phenomena you cannot really pinpoint or find in a formal way, like a form, color, or sound, or this. So then it must be this body which you have to feed, you have to rest, you have to, you can, even the illness you have to cure, and it's going to make it look good, dress it, ornament, the sitting, laying down, walking, and any kind of touching anything, eyes to look, ears to hear, mouth and the taste and the smell, and touch, and this you have to taking care of with every needs or aspect of this body from 360 degree of serving this body, and then you think that this is a physical body, seeing other people, although we think this is what you are dragging, this is my bag, but your bag and everybody have their body is same. Then it's more understanding. You know, you think, oh, his nose is different than mine. So, oh, we are very different. That kind of or his skin is different from me, and he's a female and a male. That two things are very much important. I always thinking, you know, as long as we are kind of body, mind, existed sentient beings, we kind of try to protect or help, or at least have a good kind of a motivation towards sentient, other sentient beings. So maybe we will stop here and 131. We will continue next time. Thank you very much. What is dedication prayers? You can dedication prayers as the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like a Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicated all this virtue, following the example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a supreme by all the victorious one throughout three times, all the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practice this line. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat enemy wrongdoing from stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom and attain two sacred kayas that arise from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience will be attained, and thereby may any enemy mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death.